This is Mark Steiner, and today is January the 7th.
All the big work camps, sawmills, and turpentine steel and road camps and whatnot, they have a man to go around and wake up the camp. And he has various chants and hollers to wake them up, and sometimes he makes them up as he goes along. Well, I heard these at Laufman, a big sawmill down in Polk County. Wake up, bullies, get on the rock. Tain't quiet day, but it's 5 o'clock. Come on, man, that cover, bullies. Come on up, man, that cover, lest you want some trouble with the walker. Come on.
Wake up. It's Zora Neale Hurston's birthday, the great author and playwright, and the sound you just heard was Zora Neale Hurston's recordings back in the late 1930s for the WPA at the Clara White Mission in Jacksonville, Florida. She recorded singing, chanting, traditional music, taking place, work songs and folk songs, all now in the Library of Congress. And, of course, the great Zora Neale Hurston was born in Notzaluga, Alabama, but was raised in Eatonville, Florida, which was the first all-black incorporated city in the United States of America. She was one of our great cultural heroes, born on this day in 1891. And speaking of Zora Neale Hurston, the James Weldon Johnson Collection opened at Yale University today in 1950. It was a treasure trove from the Harlem Renaissance, with the writings of Johnson, Langston Hughes, W.B. Du Bois, Richard Wright, Mean Tuner, Zora Neale Hurston, and many, many more. And it's Pioneer Day in Liberia. In 1822, the first black Americans went from Liberia to America. The American Colonization Society, which opposed slavery, but didn't want African Americans living in this country, created the society so that freed Africans would go back to Africa. And this began an interesting and mixed legacy for American Liberians. For two years, it was known as the Republic of Maryland, founded by free and liberated slaves from Maryland. And ironically, indigenous Liberians were not allowed to vote until 1904, showing the consequences of colonialism and imperialism. And in Cambodia, they celebrate victory from Genocide Day. In 1979, the Vietnamese invaded Cambodia, defeating their former allies against the Americans, the Khmer Rouge, who over a four-year period killed 2 million Cambodians, buried in 20,000 mass graves, 25% of the population murdered to enforce an Orwellian world where you could be killed for reading or having gone to college or speaking out. Click, 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 your computer. Well, today, in 1714, the computer's great-great-grandfather, the typewriter, was first patented by Henry Mill. And it's the birthday of a man to be remembered, Dr. Rayford Whittington Logan. Born in 1897, he was one of America's great historians, a World War I hero, inspired by Du Bois and the Haitian foreign minister at the Pan-African Congress when he was living in Paris, to return home to study history, to study Negro history. Fired by white philanthropic leaders from his college for his fights for civil rights, went on to Harvard to get his Ph.D., wrote the first great history of Haitian and American relations before ending his career at Howard University. Remember the great thinker, Pan-Africanist, Dr. Rayford Whittington Logan, on his birthday. And sometimes we pay a heavy price for science that challenges religious and societal norms. Today in 1610, Galileo made his first observation of the four Galilean moons, they call them, Ganymede, Callisto, Io, and Europa. This discovery was proof that the Earth went around the sun, not around the planets, and didn't go around the Earth, solidifying the theory of Copernicus. But he, Galileo, was then forced by the Catholic Inquisition to be under house arrest until the day he died because of his theories about we all know today are true. And here's a song for us to think about on this January the 7th. It's a rendition of My Country, Tis of Thee, sung by an important singer in our history. On this day, the singer being the first African-American to perform at the Metropolitan Opera House in 1955. She was denied entrance into DAR to sing, so other Americans organized for her to sing on the Capitol steps. Marian Anderson, that's who we're talking about. This is our performance at the Lincoln Memorial of My Country, Tis of Thee. And to continue your exploration of this day in history, please visit us at steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.